going home with WKNR, Keener 13.
Lots of fun to remember the Keener event at Olympia. They had to do press conferences all over the country, everywhere. Shea Stadium, of course, was the big one, but it wasn't such a small one at Olympia either. And we were there asking questions about the Beatles, and one of the things that we touched upon was who was the biggest influence or who were some of the influences on your music?
Guys, which artist or musical group do you think has most influenced your music?
Nicky Cuff. An early Elvis Presley.
In fact, the Detroit sound.
When Elvis was
in fact, yes. In fact, yeah. Tamla Motown artists are our favorites. The Miracles. The Impressions. Marvin Gaye.
Tammy Wells.
The Excitement.
Major Lance. To name but 80.
And then afterwards, thought I'd touch another type of music and ask Paul.
Paul, I know in the Keener press conference, you mentioned influences on your music, you know, beyond Carl Perkins. And, of course, Motown artists, which we were happy to hear about. What about folk-type, Dylan-esque artists today?
You know, we get influenced. We do write some songs a bit like it, but the thing is, by the time we recorded them, they don't sound anything like a folk record, because a folk record normally has either just got a guitar on it or, you know, sort of Dylan's records are mainly just sort of guitar, you know what I mean? So by the time we get more guitars, drums and what have you on it, it doesn't sound anything like a folk group.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. Or the times, they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. Was the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Some senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
On 104.3, the unique sound of Mr. Bob Dylan, who's not in any of these three categories I mentioned that I said we'd cover. So, I told a fib. But hey, how can you leave out the influence of Bob Dylan?
Music. Hello.
This is Dick Pertin on the air every morning on Keener from 5 until 9. Goodbye.
Fly the nonstop sound of Keener 13, 9 to noontime daily on the Ted Clark Show. Right, Stella?
You said it!
Hi there, this is Jerry Goodwin, noon to 3 daily on WKNR, the best thing that ever happened to the Bob Green Show.
Let's discuss that later in the Keener commissary, okay, Jer? The Bob Green Show, 3 to 7 p.m. with all the Keener hits, only to be continued on the
Scott Regan Show.
With much more music.
Squeak, hello there. It's me, Rodney the Wonder Rodent. Reminding you to set your watch. It's 10 to 1 now.
Hello, everybody. Jim Jeffries all night long on WKNR.
And Paul Cannon, Saturdays on Keener 13 with nonstop
music. That's our middle name, WKNR. Music. Keener 13.
Right now, WKNR's Bob Green about to introduce to this mob here at Olympia Stadium the Beatles. Particularly quiet at the moment. It has not been throughout this afternoon and won't be starting in about 20 seconds from now. A cordon of Detroit's police lining the aisle here to bring the Beatles from their dressing room in back of Olympia. Bob attempted to get the crowd started down. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles are at Olympia.
The Beatles in Detroit, a WKNR exclusive. Interviews backstage with the Fab Four and highlights from the Detroit performances. Monday at 6 and 10 p.m. only on Keener 13.
Oh, yeah, and if anyone else says they talk to the Beatles.
Rubbish. They've got nothing else to do, then, fellas.
We had the luck of emceeing the show and having a Keener correspondent traveling on the Beatles plane for the entire U.S. tour, the first one, in 1964. While the Beatles personified the British invasion, other groups such as the Dave Clark Five, Jerry and the Pacemakers, Herman's Hermits, Peter and Gordon, the Yardbirds, later on the Monkees, too many to go into here. But the other big group that defied all my dire predictions, which I'll talk about later, were to have a blockbuster hit on the Keener Music Guide starting in June of 1965 and in 2004 voted as number 2 in Rolling Stone magazine's top 500 of all time. Well, you know it, baby. The Stones looking to be satisfied. Gee, and they're not even from Alabama.
We'll be right back.
Rolling Stones, it's time to let the cat out of the bag. It's Bob Green. We did at Keener, the Beatles concert. We emceed that. And I don't have the date, but it was within 4 or 5 months. Also at Olympia Stadium, we emceed the Rolling Stones. And I got to admit, in my great vision, I made a prediction at that time. I looked at the guys and said, you know something? These guys will never last.
Vibration.
Never last.
Keener Vibration.
I mean, are you kidding me?
WKNR Keener 13 Vibrations.
Fun! Hello, this is Paul McCartney, talking to a gentleman called Scott Regan, who does his best to keep you happy.